Sehr geehrter Herr Avimor, Jakob Minister Pilcher, sehr geehrter Herr Daniel Schöne, was ist schon Falk? Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, today we're continuing in Packet Hess. Another thing, Rabbi Joseph Miller pointed out sometimes when people end the show, they don't get out of the Zoom. So we have to make sure that when we finish the shiur to leave the Zoom. So this way, when the shiur's put up, the Zooms are off, or else it's hard to put up the shiur. So after the shiur, everyone should make sure that the Zoom is off. Okay. 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 So we were doing packet tests about materium, we beg it, we beg it. What's the idea of taking titus from one beged to another beged? What is the so that was the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that ain matirin, and Shmuel says matirin. But even Shmuel, we said you have to put it on another. Beged, but you have to use it for the other beged. So it shouldn't be a bizoyan. That's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. What we see in the Shulchan Aruch, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, what page is that? The Shulchan Aruch was here on page two. Yeah. Mutul Acher. Right, so you have to put it in another baguette. So that's the idea of material beggar look back at. Also, it'll be a bizarre. And the Rav says, as Tosafot says, it's a bizarre even to take it out. Levatam, which is. But we hold you can take it out, you just put it on another bucket. Okay. Now take a look on page five. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Tuvi bar Kisna Amar Shmuel, Kli Kufsa chayavim b'tzitzis." So this opinion says that Kli Kufsa is chayav b'tzitzis. U'modeh Shmuel b'zaken shasol lechvodo sheptura. So Kli Kufsa says, "Rashi Talisa saru b'tzitzis afal pi shemekupalos menachas b'kufsa." Hayavis, but this is the oil of a medicine with chasas ba, shared the chasas ba karina ba. But the mode of Shmuel was zaken, sha'asol l'chvodo. So Rashi says, l'chvodo l'tachriche. Sheptura. He makes a begin for Tachrichin, it's potter. My time shet chasa, Amrachmana. I love the chsuya vida. So tchasa is what? Tchasa when it's a live person. So it's not a live person, then that's not called asher tchasa. But he shaita vaday. And then the Gemara says, but he shaita. Vaday raminale. Mishum log l'rosh cheref osei. So what does he say? Shaloshim osol lemeis vadei raminin le matilin beitzitzis. The low ramina dami kliyug kolomar ifter le mimitzis. It's considered a lowing the rush. So he has a beged that was made for tachrichin, and the beged was made for tachrichin, but say sometimes it's used not for tachrichin. He's loose when he's alive. But look what it says in the Shulchan Aruch based on this Gemara: Asan talis letzurch tachrichin. So if you make it for the tachrichin, so even though you it's used also b'chayev, so it's potter. So the simple pshat we'll see in the Magen Avraham is because the Iker thing that it's set aside for is for Achermoso. Achermoso, he's not Chayiv. So if he already has his Tachrichim, the Chayiv, and once in a while, it sounds a little spooky, once in a while he wants to wear the Tachrichim when he's alive. So he's in the daytime, right? What?
And yikes.
Yeah, he wants to wear in the daytime once in a while, so then he's potter. So let's see let's learn the Magen Avraham now on page 7. Sivkat and Beis. Because let's see how the Magen Avraham explains this halacha. Okay, so let's see the Magen Avraham. Part. Kevin de Ein Iker Asiyasa Ulechsui Mechayim have like Sus Laila Shaptura Fil Bayom. There's a Sus Laila as part of even Bayom. Because if you hold like the rush, right? So, right, we said that that's the simple pshat and why a blanket is potter, right? Because it's a ksus laila. So even though you might sometimes wear it in the day, you might sometimes take a nap in the daytime, but it's still potter. So a ksus of tachrichin is like a ksus laila because it's made for it's. Even though it's interesting because tachrichin, you know, it was never used for tachrichin. In other words, it's not like he died, he come back from the dead. You know what I mean? So, but it was set aside that this is his tachrichin. I don't think people usually have that today. Tachrichin from when they're alive. Usually the Chevra Chadisha has they have the tachrichin after he's nifter. They don't have the tachrichin when you know, when he's alive. But apparently then they used to make the tachrichin mechaim. So if they would make the tachrichim mechayim, and he still wants it for tachrichim, but once in a while he uses it during the day. So he says, so then it'll be potter. Because it's like a ksus laila. Rafilu harambam, the mechay ksus laila bayom, shani hava kevin dechsiv al ksuscha, mashu dav ksus hamiyuchad la'odim chai. Wow. Well, zelom mikri ksus klal upotter. Wow. So he says a chiddush, that even the Rambam, say you have, a person has a tachrichim, and now he wants to wear it in the daytime. So, I don't know. I guess the tachrichim, you know, the clothes that they had back then, you know, were like gowns type of thing. So it wouldn't look, you know, strange, because the tachrichim would look like regular clothing. It's just this is his tachrichim. So it's not like he's walking the street and people think he's a meshugan, you know. So according to the Rush, it's miyuchad for a zman that a person's putter, just like a Megad Laila. And even the Rambam, he says, and even the Rambam, the Mechayim Ksus Laila B'yom Shani Hacha Kemen Dechsev Al Ksuscha. Mashudavka Ksus HaMiyuchad La'odim Chai. Avazelo Mikri Ksus Klal Potter. Wow. That's a fascinating finish, no?
Because he's saying that it's not a dead person, it's not Shayach for him to wear clothes.
Right, it's not called Ksus.
He doesn't, a dead person isn't cold, isn't hot, doesn't, you know, it's all the things that clothes provide are not relevant.
So I have given to receive al ksuscha.
Couldn't you possibly say it's like a tablecloth?
You could say that's like a tablecloth, right. Right. So maybe it's like a tablecloth that's not for Levisha. This is not, it's not called Levisha. Right.
For different reasons, obviously. But
yeah, it's not a bed, Marshall. Maybe it's like a tablecloth because he's never. So the tablecloth is potter because it's not obed the Levisha. Even Lamanda Omar, again, the tablecloth is potter. We said even Lamanda Omar that it's a beggar, that Chavis Mana. This is a kasha big mar amrin and the Shmuel saw the tzitzis chovas talasu umo the Shmuel the zachin shal saw the chvod or perish the tachrich of tiptura my time is shet chasa ba marachmana I love the suya vida well the rabbi is Yosef how the memo ksus cha marachmana by pod of ilma no mar chavas gavrim the chayner only the dafka leave the man no mar kli kufsa chayovim betzitzis feel aid of love shall zekhamar di masuyo takhrikh ve aid of love shall khayef potter my time is at khaseba of al man dam khov is gavrhu hayne ke shall love shall in kana feel asuyo takhrikh ve love shall khayef khayef al ko potter love shall wow so the Magen Avraham says no he was the Gemara only said it in the context what did the Gemara say let's look back in the Gemara. The Gemara said on page 5, Amar of Tuvi Bar Kisna, Mikufsa Chayom Mitzitzis, Mod Shmuel, Mizachin Shasal Lachvoda Shepturah. So there was the whole context, it's all interesting, the whole context of the Tachrichin being Potter is said in the context of the Manda Omar of Kli Kufsa. So that means you don't have to be wearing it. But Kli Kufsa, that's Tachrichin, you know now. But if it's But if you hold that it's a Chovas Gavra, so even if it's made for Tachrichim, but he wears it, they'll call upon him Lovsha. So he thinks, so first he wants to say that it's Potter, according to everybody, Tachrichim. And L'chora, that's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch pashtus paskins it's a Chovas Gavra. And then he says, but if it's L'tzarech Tachrichim, even though you wear it, you're Potter. So the Mogen Avraham thinks not that way. That if you wear it, even though it's made for Tachrichim, but you wear it. And if we hold Chovas Gavra, so you should be Chayiv. According to the Rambam. If you hold like the Rosh, and that's why the Rambam leaves out Hishmit Hadamin Tachrichim Shepoter. The Rambam leaves out the din that Tachrichim Shepoter. Why? Because the Rambam holds Chovas Gavra. And he holds Yechayiv Bayom. And it's not totally whether the beggar's miyuchad. So if you're wearing it, you should have to put on tzitzis. So first, Mogen Avraham quotes that according to the Rambam, you'd be Potter. I feel and he quotes that fact from the Beis Yosef. But then he says he thinks that according to the Rambam, you'd be chayiv. Because for mice, it's not totally in the yuchel kaf. So bottom line, if you're wearing it in the day, you should be chayiv. So that's what he says, that the Rambam never says you potter. So the pashtus in the Rambam, if you're wearing tachrichim by yom, you should be chayiv. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef. That no, because it's not all made. It's not made for Levisha. That's what he says originally. That even though according to the Rambam, even according to the Rambam, you'd be Potter. That's what he says originally. Filul Rambam, Mechayv Chesus Laila, Bayom Shani Hachatein Dusti Chesus Chama Shadav Chesus Hamiyucha Lo Adam Chai. Then he writes, we have showed the harosh. It's feel like sus laila p'tura. I feel b'yom came tachrichim p'turim. I feel lovshem chayv. I am some because of taisus. Melchrei b'gadim shalovshem b'gadim chav. Nem haros lachodim p'turim. Moshe shalom avem mechzav shel chayv. Morgam b'tzmon etc. Okay, so that's it. But in the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, See, I think this Shulchan Aruch is the Shulchan Aruch Neshitaso, because I'm of the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Rambam. That the Iker Shulchan Aruch paskins whether it's miyufad, what it's miyufad for. That's why the Shulchan Aruch paskin that if you have a blanket, you don't put on tzitzis, because a blanket is miyufad malayla. So this is. Mishkan of Yaakov says not that way. Mishkan of Yaakov likes the Rambam sheet.
I know, but he says that it's called the smart. It's called
the smart. Right. But the simple pshan in the Shulchan Aruch is he's passing like the Rosh. So then, if it's miyuchad for tachrichin, then it's going to be potter, because that's like being miyuchad lalai.
Again, there's an aspect of
Well, that's the Rosh Hashitah. The Rosh Hashitah is that it's Chovas Gavra, but if it's Miyuchad, right.
Aspect,
yeah. Yeah, let's look now in the Pri Megadim on page 8. Okay, well, so let's see what he's going to have a fascinating discussion here. So look what he says. Od rega, you see where it says in the bottom of page 8. Od rega adamish in istapakti im yichet ksus lalayla. But also about tzitzis. Say you had a ksus that's miyuchad lalayla. So what's the din? According to the Rosh, it's pater. But also about tzitzis the pturas. V'chakach nimlach v'yichdol liit l'ksus yom. Im hava tasa v'lo ben osri. It was a beged lalayla, and then you put tzitzis on it, and then you changed your mind. You want to use it to a beged yom. So this tzitzis was put on when it was potter, because it was a beged laila when you put. Originally, it was a ksus that was miyuchad lat laila, and then you made tzitzis for it. You weren't supposed, you didn't have to, but you did. And then you decided you wanted it to be a ksus yom. So he says, V'chakech nimlach v'yichdol k'sus yom v'yihava taseh v'lo min asoi hol v'eis sh'asan ha'isa p'tura odil b'kevin d'lav m'chusim ma'isa lo hava taseh min asoi. You see, because taseh v'lo min asoi usually means that you made something that was potter and then you have to do a ma'isa. Say for example, sukkah. You have a goddish. You have a pile of hay, right? But there's no place to go in because it's full of pile of hay. Then you hollow it out so you can walk in, and then the pot that you didn't hollow is going to be the schach. So that's tasav l'manasu, because the top part is now the schach, wasn't put lish. For itself originally, it wasn't put to the skak, because it was just a pile of hay. And then you had to do a maisa to make it royal skak. But so that's called tasim and amosim. And you have to do a maisa to make it buchshar. So, and it wasn't, and this, and here to make it kosher. So that's tasim and amosim. That's to be an asiyah right away. Not that you had to do a maisa to create it backhandedly. So, but over here, you don't have to do any maisa. You know, you made the sukkah, you made the tzitzis when it was potter, because it was a beged laila, and then you decided to make it a beged yom. Now it's chayiv. So, but you didn't have to do anything to make it a beged yom. You just had to think that now I want to use it as a beged yom. So maybe that's not called Tasev Lomenasa. That's the that's what he's saying. Yeah. Let's look. Yeah. Okay, so that's the suffix of the prima donna. Let's take a look now in the Sefer Keren Ladovit. Keren Ladovit was the Malozer David Grunwald, was the Rav in the old Satmar. So we're going to see how what his idea. He says like this, page 11. Kaimelon Laila loves Mansitzes. If Shimon Benochas, Kimosha Chachti. El Pligi, Tali Biyukot Obolavisha, right? The Machlok is between the Ram and the Rush. So he says like this, Vistapakti, Lishitas, Atosis, Arush, the Ksus, Habiyukot, Leom, Chayiv, Afilu, Balaila. Was what makes something a ksus hamiyuchad liyom? Did you have to at least wear it once in the day to make it a ksus? Well, you just decide. This is my day clothes. Again, today, the way clothing are made, it's obvious from how they're made, whether it's day clothing or night clothing. But in those days, everything was like a cloak. So everything could have theoretically been a Beged Yom or a Beged Laila. And just, it all looks the same. And it's a question of choosing what you're going to use it for. So he says, Nestapakli v'shitas tosas arosh, t'ksus ha'myucha liyom chayim fiul b'layla, im dafka, Because we have a concept like Hazman Alav Mils, just because you set aside something, so what makes something a Beged Yom? Is it that you have to have worn it at least one time by Yom, or just that you that's in your mind, you miyachet? What would you say?
You have to wear it.
You would say you have to wear it once. Well, can't hear you.
But on the other hand, how can you wear it during the day if you haven't put on tzitzit yet?
Oh, that's a right saying. If right,
and so if you, then, and you then you've got it. The same problem because
Once you're going to wear it, then it's got to be
tzitzis on, wearing... and it's not a bar chiyuba yet. So you have the same problem as
right. How are you going to have to do it? Maybe if you wear it, so that to be achered, so now you chayev, and now you're wearing it without tzitzis. That's it. So the pashas, I would think, is that it's in your mind. You miyachet. Even if you didn't wear it yet. That's what I was, yeah. What do you think, Rav Aaron? I think Rav Aaron is right. Or else, because he's going to say you need to wear it, that it's a catch 22, because then as soon as you wear it, then you chay it, and then you revato. Unless, yeah.
Yeah. Or that would also negate our whole notion of what we do is buying a talis katan that's already ready. Because if it's not miyuchad liyom, how could you put tzitzis on it first?
Right. In other words, if it's not miyuchad, right. In other words, you're saying, well, that lechora, we buy even a talis gadol, we buy with the tzitzis already on. So we buy when it's already on. So if we buy when it's already on, but if it's already on, it's not necessarily miyuchad liyom. So
that's to say that type of beged is always a beged shel yom.
But has bought a lot of milsa according to your refer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. So he writes like this: in Tosus Bikedushim, page 11, bottom left. Tosus Bikedushim Nochasham Hikshu came into Ksus Hamiuchel Yom Chayiv Af Belayla. The Ksus Hamiuchel Yom is Chayiv in Belayla. So why is it Mitzvah Seshas Magrav? Because this Beged is Chayiv 24/7. Because it's Miuchel Beyom, it's Chayiv in Belayla. So then it's always Chayiv. Teres came in. So the answer Tosus gave is came the Miuchel Belayla Poter Chashish Shabim Mitzvah Seshas Magrav. etc. So that was the Teretz of Tisus. So he writes that. So he discusses that Tosis. Then he says, "Omnam," on page 12 on the bottom right. "Omnam, he named the beggar chadash of the lofsho adayin beyond the lofsho pam rishon belayla potter mitzitzes." See, you miyached it for yom, and you never wore it before beyond. And the first time you wore it was belayla. As the shabbat rav chadok see the choshev tzitzes mitzitzes as man grama to fize. Mitzvahs asiyas tzitzis eino noeg balayla. Kekrov asulam tzitzis chayat chivas chiv asiyas atzitzis eino noeg balayla. Chivas asiyak sholofsho pam achas eino michuv asas tzitzis balayla. Chashiv shapir mitzvahs asiyas man grama. So if you have that scenario where you miyached it for yom, but you wore for the first time belaila, it's potter. So then you understand that tzitzis mitzvahs aseis asmagrama. Lefizeh mitzvahs asias tzitzis edo noheg belaila. The krov asulam tzitzis. Asulam tzitzis means the first time you're putting the tzitzis on. Akai atchilas chiyuv asias tzitzis edo noheg belaila. The betchilas asiak shalav shopam haachas. Einu mechuyuv asas tzitzis belaila. So what is he saying here? If you have a new baggage that you never wore before, and now you're wearing it for the first time at night. So Horace Potter, so he wants to say what? After Yichdu Yom, as he shopped in Rocha, the Choshev Tzitzin, the fees and mitzvahs are seer tzitzis, ain't no noeg balayla. The krova sulam tzitzis, the koyat chivas chiva seer tzitzis, ain't no noeg balayla. The chivas are seer, kshalov sho pa ma'achas, ain't no chivas tzitzis balayla. Choshev shopping mitzvahs are seer. Wow. Is that so? What is he saying here? That if you put it on the first time it's at night, then you wouldn't have to put tzitzis on if it's a beged yom. No, it's a beged yom that you're planning to always use it by yom, but you never used it yet by yom, and now you're gonna put it on for the first time by Lila. You're going to put it on for the first time, Balayla. So, would you have to put on tzitzis then? So is that according to the shita that you need miyuchad bayom and lofsho bayom? So if you hold like that, so you're not bringing lofsho bayom. So therefore, if you put on the tzitzis, if you put on the beged for the first time at night, maybe you would have to put on tzitzis. If you hold that you need the levisha. You need the levisha. So you never had a levisha. You never had a levisha. You never had a levisha by yom. In other words, you miyached it by yom, but you never had a levisha by yom, and now you put it on for the first time at night. The Rav Harari saying, like Hazmana loved Nilsa, so it wasn't considered miyached by yom yet. This has not a lot of Milson. So then, if that be the case, then you understand very well that it's a mitzvah seseh as my grandma, because you're not always kind. Because this would be an example that it would put, normally we say that if you miyached it by yom, then you chayv even malayla. But if you're saying that you need, it's not enough to have your mind, you have to have one once in the daytime, then it's considered miyuchad by yom. Because as one alav milsi. So then if you're putting on the first time at night, so then it's not considered miyuchad by yom yet. So if you put it on the first time at night, of course, so it would be pater. So then you understand very well why it's a mitzvah. Say the Tosafot says kasha. Why is a mitzvah? If you hold the rush, it's not a mitzvah. Says Rambam, because you always chayiv. But maybe you're not always chayiv, because if you put it on for the first time balayla, then maybe that's not called miyuchad bayom yet, even though you thought of it.
Wait a minute, but then what happens? Let's say you get through the night. You don't have tzitzis on the beged. Then right. Comes the next morning. What happens then?
But now you have to put on tzitzis. If you want to wear the beged, you have to put on tzitzis.
Before you wear it. But you aren't miyachid et liyom yet.
You weren't miyachid et beyom. Yes. So what do you, well, that's your original question, right?
Here it makes it very, very, it makes it even more outstanding, the problem.
Right.
I don't think he's holding like the Prima Garden.
Yeah.
It seems to me that the Prima Garden has too many problems. I don't. He's saying, if it's miyuchad the yom, it's miyuchad the yom. If it's miyuchad the both, it's miyuchad the both. But since you start out at night, so then you're putter from tzitzis. Okay.
Okay.
But in other words, the yichud, maybe it's, I say, maybe it's because of the way the beged looks, you know, has a certain standard type that's for the yom, I don't think you need this, this like Chanukah sabeged with the
yeah, okay, yeah. So you're saying you think just the you know, so you're holding what? That's
considered. If you decide that this is a beged yom, it's a beged yom. If you decide it's beged lila, it's lila, and if it's both, it's both.
And if you wear it the first time in the lila,
so you obviously putter because it isn't like you're continuing from the day because you didn't have from the day.
Yeah, but maybe you could say that you miyachet it for yom. So you miyachet for yom, it's a beged yom. So even though you didn't get to wear it yet. Maybe according to you.
Because of Chobas Mona.
No, not because of Chovas Mana, because it's Beged Yom. So now you what well, made it a Beged Yom? Machshava.
If it's Chovas Gavra, so he's putter at night. That's all.
Yeah, but we hold, if you hold like the Rush, that you're a Beged Yom is Chayiv even Balayla.
So maybe it's not really called the Beged Yom until you wear it.
Okay, so that's not, but you don't hold that way.
Yeah, no. In other words, no. Because I hold. You can put tzitzis on it before you make it. In other words, you can.
How can you put on?
You can just call it. In the morning, you get up and you say, "I decide it's a Beged Yom, and I'm going to
put." And I put on tzitzis, even though it's.
Because I think with the sheet that a Beged Yom is even chayav at night is probably, I'm making this up, but I don't know. Maybe it's because we don't tell him to take the tzitzis off the Beged when you're at night. In other words, once it's on the Beged, so you have to leave it there.
Right. Okay. So, it's a good discussion we have here. So maybe we'll sleep.
No, I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Okay. So Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow. Shir 11:00 tomorrow.
11.
Bez Hashem. Okay.
Well.
Yeah, Rabosa, everyone remember to turn off the Zooms. Everyone should turn. And welcome Dr. Presby back.
Please.